Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Erevin Daf Tzadi Hey. We're learning today Le'ili Nishmas Sigmund Frucht, Yisrael ben Moshe Nissan HaKohen. All the Nishamas we learn from Shadav Aliyah. We begin today at the two dots. It's about a third of the way down of the Daf already with the quoting of the Mishnah, Rav Yossi Omer Imutar. So we have to remind ourselves, Rav Yossi said in the Mishnah, different than the Tanakhama Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda had said that if the breach occurred in the chotzer or the house or the mavui on Shabbos to make it no longer enclosed in a proper way, so you're allowed to carry the rest of that Shabbos, but you can't carry future Shabbosim. And Rav Yossi had said, no, if you're allowed to carry that Shabbos, part of it, then you can carry all future Shabbosim. Or if you can't carry all future Shabbosim, then you can't carry the rest of that Shabbos itself, because once it's breached, it's breached. So we had learned it, that the latter is the correct way, but the Gemara is now questioning that. Ibarlu, the answer in the Beis Medrash, was Rav Yossi coming along to be Mekel or to be Machmir? Rav Yossi, Lassar or Lahatir? When Rav Yossi said, well, if you can use it all other future Shabbosim, then you can use it this Shabbos. If you can't use it future Shabbosim, then you can't use it this Shabbos. So was he saying that since you can use it this Shabbos, you can use it all future Shabbosim as well? Or was he really saying, and this is ultimately the answer, that since you can't use it for future Shabbosim, you can't use it for the rest of this Shabbos as well? That's the question that they're asking. Rav Sheshes tells us, Lassar, that Rav Yossi is coming to be the stricter opinion to say that just like you can't use it for future Shabbosim without correcting the error, the breach that occurred, you can't use it for the rest of this Shabbos once the breach occurs. And this is also Chayin Omer Rav Yochanan Lassar. Rav Yochanan's opinion as well was that you can't use it for the rest of that Shabbos too. And we have a Brice in support of this. Tanya Nami Hochi, the Brice tells us, Omer Rav Yossi says, Kishem Shasurim Liosud Lovo, just like you're not allowed to use it for all future Shabbosos, it says with Avish over here, Kach Asurim Osur Shabbos. So too, you're not allowed to use it for the rest of the Shabbos. Here it says, Beferish in this Brisa, that he is Machmir. What's the ultimate Psak? The Gemara says, Itmar, Rav Chiya Bar Yosef, Amar Halach Rav Yossi. Rav Chiya Bar Yosef said, the Halach is in fact like Rav Yossi. However, we now have Shmuel telling us, no, we pass it like Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanakama, who says that if you can use it the beginning of Shabbos, you can use it the rest of the Shabbos, albeit you can't use it with future Shabbos unless you correct it. Shmuel Amar Halach like Rav Yehuda. Shmuel says, the Psak is not like Rav Yossi, but the Halach is like Rabbi Yehuda. So more questions is, Umi Amar Shmuel Hachi, did Shmuel really say this? But now we learned on Pei Aleph, Omud Beis, that Shmuel holds differently. Omer Rav Yehuda, there we had said that Rav Yehuda holds, Mamedvar Mamurim, under what circumstances the Mishnah there was talking about that you can make an error for somebody else, even without their permission. So we said that was true, that you needed to have their permission, the Eruvei Techumim. In order to make an error of Techumim, you have to get somebody's permission. You can't do it without the permission, because it may be a negative for them. They don't want to travel that way. They want to travel the other way. However, Avol Be'eruv Chatzeros, in regards to an Eruv Chatzeros, you never hurt somebody by allowing people to carry. So therefore, Ma'arvin, you can include somebody in an Eruv Chatzeros, Ben Ladas, Ben Shalol Ladas, with their permission, without their permission, with their knowledge, without their knowledge, because Lefisha Zochin Li'odim Shalom Befanav, because Rehuda had said, as opposed to an Eruv Techumim, with an Eruv Chatzeros, you're definitely benefiting the person, and we allow to go and benefit somebody even without the knowledge. But you can't go and hurt somebody, you can't do something that's a negative for the person without their knowledge, unless they agree to it. So with the Erev Techumim, it could be a negative for them. Hey, it just cost me that I can't go south, I can only go north, and I wanted to go south. So therefore, an Erev Techumim, you need their knowledge, their permission, and with an Erev Chatzeros, you don't, because what does it hurt that people now can carry there? And here's where we have the conflict with what Shmuel said now. Shmuel said here, we possibly look at Rabbi Yehuda, and over there, Rabbi Yehuda says the name of Shmuel, Halachik Rabbi Yehuda. The Halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda over there as well in regards to an Erev Chatzeros. Below Od, and he adds there further, and he says, Ela kol mokom shishana Rabbi Yehuda be'erevin, Halachik Moso. Wherever Rabbi Yehuda learns in Erevin and makes a psak, we pass it like him, Halachik Moso. But on that statement, Ba'omalei Rav Chana Bagto'o, Rabbi Yehuda, when Rabbi Yehuda said this in the name of his Rebbe Shmuel, so Rav Chana Bagdator either came from Baghdad or that he was a Baki in Agadata. Those are the two explanations of what Bagdator means. So he said to Rav Yehuda, he said, that's not what Shmuel said. Did Shmuel really say that? Omar Shmuel, Afilu B'movu Yishnital Karoso Olechio, our case in our Mishnah. Did Shmuel in fact paskin over there that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? No, and Rav Yehuda said, Be'erevin omarati lecha. I only said it to you in regards to Erevin. However, v'lo b'mechitzos, this is a case of a mechitza. So in regards to Erev Chatzeros, Erev Techumim, that's what we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that's what Shmuel said. But in regards to our case in our Mishnah, which deals with a mechitza that came down, the wall was breached, we don't paskin like Rav Yehuda. So here's the stira. We just proved from Rav Chana Bakta that Shmuel doesn't paskin like Rav Yehuda in our Mishnah, and yet you said before that the halacha is Shmuel Amar, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda the Tana. So which one is it? Shmuel says, not a problem. On Rav Anan says that there's two ways to understand that he passes like Yehuda and he doesn't pass like Yehuda. It's two different cases within Rabbi Yehuda. And that's, in fact, what Rav Anan tells us. I myself heard Shmuel explain why he seems to be passing like Rav Yehuda in one case, and then he seems not to be passing like Rav Yehuda. So how do you explain it? He says, Kansha nifritzo lekarmelis. When Shmuel says we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, that's only when it's dealing with the breach going from, let's say, the chotzer into a karmelis. So in this situation, worst comes to worst, if a person were to carry inappropriately, so then he would only be over in Issa the Rabbanah, because midaraisa, you're allowed to carry from Meshusa Yochid into a karmelis, or from Meshusa Rabbim into a karmelis. It's not a problem. So therefore, in that situation, he said, we paskin like Rav Yehuda, that it was good at the beginning of Shabbos, so it's good throughout the rest of the Shabbos, because there's no real takkala that can come from this. The worst thing that could occur would be that somebody would be over in Issa Dirabbanan. And therefore, the rabbis didn't make such a strictness over here to say that if the mechitza fell down, that you can't rely upon the original mechitza was there. However, in a situation, if the chotzer is breached into Rishus HaRabim, and now if someone to inappropriately carry there, they'd be carrying from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim, that would be Nisa Daraisa, Chi of Skila, Chi of Chattas. In that situation, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, the statement of Shmuel is that sometimes we paskin like Yehuda when we're breaching into a karmelis, but sometimes we don't paskin like Yehuda, that's when we're breaching into a Rishus HaRabim. Now go to the next Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Habon Aliyah Gabi Shnei Batim, if you build a second story, an Aliyah is a second floor, attic, on top of two houses. Now what are we talking about over here? So Rashi explains to us that this is something that we had previously in the Masechta as well. These two houses are on opposite sides of the Rishus HaRabim. V'hem B'shnei Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, Rashi says. So you're now building this second story. This is essentially a covered passageway from one house to the other. And therefore, you now have the Rishus HaRabim underneath this passageway, and you have this bridge, this enclosed bridge going from one house to the other. That's the second story. And here, we'll see that we have the principle, Rashi tells us, that underneath this area, the Pitikra Yorid Besose, Mikan Vukan. And therefore, this is why the Tana of our Mishnah says that you're allowed to go and carry in this area, because you basically have walls on the left side of the house, walls on the right side of the house, there's just a rabbi in between, but since you have this bridge, this second story, this aliyah that goes and connects the two houses, so in the area under the bridge, at the front area and the back area, you now have Pitikra Yori Visosim, and therefore it's fully enclosed according to the Tanakhama of a Mishnah, and therefore, likewise, V'chein Gishar Mamufulash, if you just have a regular bridge, goes from one side to the other side, so underneath the bridge, you have the front part of the bridge and the back part of the bridge, the part that is underneath the bridge is enclosed by the front part and the back part having Pitikra Yori Visosim, and therefore, underneath the bridge, you're allowed to carry Metaltlun and Tachtein B'Shabbos Dibri Yehuda. The Tanakhama is Rabbi Yehuda, and he therefore holds, like we had early in the Masechta, that even though there's only two full walls over here, because you have the Pitikra Yori Besosim, you now have this area underneath the bridge or underneath the Aliyah as being halachically fully enclosed, and therefore you can carry within, you change it from Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYochid. However, the Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim Mosri, the Chachamim say, no, you can't carry underneath there. Furthermore, the old Amar Yehuda, Yehuda says an additional chiddush, and he says, "Ma'arvin l'mavi ha'mafulish." If this was a mavi ha'mafulish, in other words, the mavi only has walls on the left and walls on the right, and it is open at one end and open at the other end. That's the standard thoroughfare throughway over here. That's open at both ends. So he says, you're allowed to go and be ma'arv this mavi ha'mafulish by putting up a lechi or a kor at each end, either a lechi or a kor at this end, a lechi or a kor at that end, and therefore it's now halachically considered enclosed. The Gemara will explain what exactly is the understanding of Rav Yehuda Shita. The Chacham Osh Mekom say, no, this doesn't work. You can't enclose this mavi by just putting up a lechi or kor at both ends. The Gemara now asks, Amar Rabba, Rabba tells us, lo teima hainu taima the Rav Yehuda. Don't learn from our Mishnah that the reason the Rav Yehuda says you're allowed to carry underneath this aliyah or underneath the bridge is because he holds Mishum de Kosovar Beis Mechitzos Daraisa. It's because he holds that you only need two mechitzas to make something in Rishus HaYochim in Daraisa. The only reason he holds in our Mishnah that you're allowed to carry underneath the Aliyah or underneath the bridge is because Ela Mishum de Kusavar Pitikra Yorvisosim. As I mentioned, as Rashi pointed out, that this is the reason why. It's really enclosed on all four sides. But don't think that you can learn from our Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is that you only need two sides to be enclosed mid the Araisa. That's what Rabbah tells us. Esri Abaye, Abaye asks his Rebbe, Rabbah, and he says, really? It says, yes, okay, no, Rabbi Yehuda. We have a Braisa where it tells us that even more than the first part of our Mishnah, which is also the first part of that Braisa, which was the case of the bridge going across from one house on the left side of Shusharabim to the house on the right side of Shusharabim. So the Braisa had the same beginning as our Mishnah. It said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to carry underneath that. But the Braisa then said, yes, okay, no, Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda said even more than that. He said, even if you don't have the bridge going over the top, if you have just the house on the left of Rishus HaRabim, the house on the right of Rishus HaRabim, and you want to enclose the area in between them that's running through the Rishus HaRabim, all you have to do is osa lechi mikan, lechi mikan. Either make a lechi at the front end and a lechi at the back end of the two houses. So now you have enclosed the Rishus HaRabim that's in between them, or alternatively, okar mikan, okar mikan, or you could put a korah in the front and the car at the back, no problem. Or a lechi at one end, the car at one end, they're all perfectly good because now you've enclosed it. And then Vinosi Bamsa, then you can carry without any concerns in between these two houses. You've exchanged that status of being a Rishus HaRabim in between the two houses by putting in a lechi at the front and a lechi at the back, or a car up front, a car up back, or a lechi or a car, either one at each end, and this makes it into Rishus HaYochid. Vinosi Vinotim Bamsa. Then you'll have to go carry to your heart's content back and forth. However, that was Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. The Chacham disagreed. The rabbis told Rabbi Yehuda, just like they do in our Mishnah, they disagree with him and say, no, that's not going to make into a clear-cut Eved. Now here, Rabbi Yehuda clearly says that you can carry there without Pitik or Yorev Isosim. It's just the Lechi or the Korah. And therefore, from this Braisa, you clearly see that Rabbi Yehuda's Shita has nothing to do with Pitik or Yorev Isosim. It has to do with the fact that he holds that two walls are perfectly good mid the araisa, and he requires a lechi or a korah, just so you shouldn't mistakenly think that you're allowed to carry a Rishus HaRabim, that this looks too much like a Rishus HaRabim. He says the fact that it has a wall on the left, a wall on the right, the house on the left, the house on the right, that encloses this Rishus HaRabim, and just requires a lechi or a korah for an additional rabbinical stringency, but not because it's needed. Mid the araisa, it technically is Rishus HaYochid. Oh, so here we clearly see from this braisa what Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is, that he holds the two walls are a Rishus HaYochid Midaraisa. So that's what Abaye asked his Rebbe, Rabbah, why are you saying from our Mishnah you don't see this? So Amar Lei, so Rabbah tells Abaye, Nehahi in, yeah, from this braisa you clearly see that his Shita is that two walls is a Rishus HaYochid Midaraisa. However, Neha, from our Mishnah, Lech L'mashmina, from our Mishnah, you can't tell, is it because he holds the two walls is a Deraisa, or is it because of Pitik Rayor Visosim? So you can't tell us which. In any event, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you need the Pitik Rayor Visosim instead of the Lechi or the Korah. But if you didn't have the Pitik Rayor Visosim, a Lechi or a Korah at each end would be perfectly fine. That's the way that Rabbah understood this, and that's why he couldn't learn it directly from a Mishnah, but you can learn it from the Braisa. Ravashi says, no, Masnitsa Nami Daika, you could even learn this idea that Rabbi Yehuda allows you to go and carry underneath the bridge is because of Pitik Rayor Vitzosim. And I'll show you why. Midikartani, because it says in our Mishnah, the old Amar Rabbi Yehuda, and an additional statement Rabbi Yehuda made. And what did he say? We said that if you have the Mavi Amar Foolish, you can just put a Lechi Korah at each end and be carried, and the Chacham Osim, they didn't agree to that. Now, why does it say va'od Amar Rabbi Yehuda? It means that it must be a new principle. So, if you're telling me that the first part of the Mishnah with the bridge above it was because of Pitik Rayor Visosim, Mishum the Kosavar Pitik Rayor Visosim, and that's why he didn't enclosing it. Oh, Hainu Diktani Va'od. Now we understand why the second part of the Mishnah taught us a new din, Va'od, that you can be matir with a Lechi or a Korah. However, Eliyamris, Mishum the Kosavar Shtei Mechitzos Daraisa, if you're just telling me that the first part of the Mishnah was that two Mechitzos make it a din Daraisa, so then why would it say the word Va'od? My Va'od. The word Va'od then would just be a reiteration of the same din. And you need to do something either Rabbanan, either put Pitik or Yorvi Sosim, or put a Lechi or a Korah. But you wouldn't learn it out that this is a new din. Oh, so therefore, Shema Mina, according to Ravashi, you can learn it Bimadayik from a Mishnah. But the first part of the Mishnah is teaching us that Pitik or Yorvi Sosim. That's the Chiddush of the first part of the Mishnah. Not that the Shtei Batim are themselves a Rishus HaYochid because of Rishus HaYochid being Midaraisa, just two walls, according to Rabbi Yehuda. With this, we conclude the ninth parak. Hadron Alecha Kol Gagos, Hadron Alecha Kol Gagos, Hadron Alecha Kol Gagos. Now we begin the beautiful tenth parak, Hamotzi Tefillin. So let us begin. Hamotzi Tefillin, if a person finds on Shabbos Tefillin that are out in a place where you're not allowed to carry. So now he has a problem. These Tefillin are going to get ruined. They're going to be destroyed. It's going to be Mavazah, the mitzvah of the Tefillin. So what should you do? If you find Tefillin on Shabbos in a place where you're not allowed to carry, and you're concerned over here that the Tefillin are not going to be treated properly, it's not in a safe place, they're going to be stolen, they're going to be eaten by dogs, whatever's going to happen to them. So that Mishnah tells us, Machnisin Zug Zug. You're allowed to go bring them back in, one pair of Tefillin at a time. Zug Zug, Rashi says, Echa Birosh, Echa Bizrov. You can put on one of them on your the Shorosh on your head, and you put the Shoyat on your arm. And Mainu Zug, this is the Zug. And this is Kiderach Shaloshon Bechol. This is the way you normally would wear it on a weekday. Then you bring it inside. The Choser, Tomid, you can go out again. Umachnisan Zug Acher. Zug Acher Zug. Achi Cholu. And you can keep on doing this. You'll have enough time to go bring it. There's five pair of tefillin there. You live 20 minutes away. You put it on. You bring it to your house. You come back. You put it on. You bring it to your house. And you do this all Shabbos long, and this way you can save all the pairs of tefillin. That's what the Tanakhama tells us to do. That's the Chachamim's opinion. Rav Gamliel disagrees. Rav Gamliel Omer, Shnayim Shnayim. He says, you can put on two pair of tefillin on your Sharosh, Zug Birosh, and Zug Bizro, as Rashi says. So you can wear two pair of Sharosh and two pair of Shoyad, and you're allowed to do this. The Gemara will explain what the Machlokas is. There are a number of different ways to understand the Machlokas between the Chachamim and the Tanakhama, and the opinion of Rav Gamliel. Now, under what terms are we talking about that you can go and wear these tefillin in? That's only, we're dealing with biyishanos. These are absolutely bona fide tefillin. They've been worn as tefillin, they were set up as tefillin, and therefore, Rashi explains, shenikar hakesher ha'osui kimin shakai, you can tell from the straps of the tefillin, by the way the strap has already been made, that it spelled out the letter Dalit in the back, and on the Shoyad, you have the Yud. So in this situation, you can tell that these were definitely tefillin. And therefore, they have this Kedusha, and you're allowed to go and bring them in. However, if they were Avol B'chadoshos, if they're new, in other words, that you can't tell from the strap doesn't have the knot in it, and it doesn't look like it's ever had a knot in it, so then Potter, then you would not be allowed to bring it in. As Rashi says, Potter Melechnison, you wouldn't be allowed to wear it in because maybe it's not a pair of tefillin. Dilma Kameya Hein Bi'alma, maybe they're just a Kameya. A Kameya is an amulet, and that doesn't have the Kedusha of tefillin, and therefore we don't allow you to do this on Shabbos. The Ein Bem Kedusha, since they don't have Kedusha, El Benasim Kilchasim, only if tefillin are made L'shem Mitzvah tefillin, and have been designated as tefillin, or have been worn as tefillin. That's all Machlokas Abai and Rava does, Hasmona Milsi, but here they have Kedusha to them, even if they haven't been worn yet, so therefore, if they were made L'shman, so then you're allowed to go and be Machnison. But otherwise, lo mechalalin and Shabbat alayah. If it's a kameya, you're not allowed to go be mechal Shabbos for it. So that's a distinction that the Mishnah is telling us. However you hold, like the Chachamim, one pair of tefillin, like two pair of tefillin, it must be that it's real tefillin and not that it is a kameya. Next, the Mishnah tells us, mitzon, if you find a bunch of tefillin, tzavosim, either they're tied together, the Gemara will explain what this means, or krichos, or they're bundled together, so then there's too many for you to carry in, either one at a time or two at a time, so then, mach shechaleim, you stay with them there, obviously we're talking about a case where it's safe, so you stay with them there, and then after Shabbos is over, umivion, you bring them back to the city after Shabbos is over. As Rashi says, yamsin ashetach shach, you wait till nightfall, till Shabbos is over, and then, you stay there, Yoshiv Shom, Yishmarim, you stay there till Shabbos is over, and after Shabbos is Olam, Yitim Yachad, you can go bring them all in. And the Gemara will explain why you couldn't do this, Zug Zug, as we said already beforehand. We'll wait till we get to the Gemara for that. We turn to the Amud Beis. The Mishnah continues and it says, Ubisakana, in a time of Shmad, in a time of persecution, as Rashi says, Shein Yochol Lahamtim Shom, we're terrified to stay over there because Umisyore, and we're afraid Mipnei Alistim, that Ganovim are going to come and take these tefillin, and you can't stay there and watch them because if the goyim come and see you watching tefillin, you're going to be in a lot of trouble, as the Gemara is going to tell us. So then, bizman sakana, in the time of shmad, in the time of danger, what do? You just cover them up, mechasim, so hopefully they won't be found by somebody, one of these listim, one of these robbers who will desecrate them, or dogs won't eat them, and then you leave because it's dangerous. That's the opinion of Tanakhama. Rav Shimon Omer, no, in this situation, you pass it to your friend. Less than Dalai Lama says, we'll see, you'll have to carry. And he passes it to his friend. and you keep on doing this and doing this, until you get to a protected place that's inside the Erev, into the Chotzer that is the Chitzona from the city, the last outward one from the city, but it's within the city's limits, it's within the Erev of the city, and then somebody will do the Akira, somebody will do a different person, will do the Ahanocha, so you're not over in Issa Daraisa, but carrying it in from the Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYochid, and this way, you're allowed to go and bring the Tulin in. And by the way, Rabbi Shimon says, V'chein b'no, Rashi explains, she yoldaso imo sham b'sod b'Shabbos. A woman gave birth on Shabbos out in the middle of the field. How are you going to get the baby back inside? You can't carry the baby. So the same thing can be done. Nosu l'chaveiro, l'chaveiro l'chaveiro, afilu meya. You can do this even with 100 people. We'll explain what we mean over here by even with 100 people. So that's Rabbi Shimon's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda goes one step further. Rabbi Yehuda omer, nosu l'adam chavis l'chaveiro. You can do this even with a barrel. And pass it from one person to another person, and not only is this not a problem of carrying Dalet Amos b'Shus HaRabim, or Dalet Amos in the Carmelis, but you can even go beyond the Tchum. That's the opinion of Yehuda, very makel. Amulo, the Chacham told him, no, lo tahalich zu, this chavis over here, this barrel, is not allowed to go, yosem miragle bala. It has to stay within the Tchum of the owner. Inanimate objects that belong to somebody have the same Tchum as their Baal. So therefore, you can't bring this beyond the Tchum of the Baal. Again, the Gemara will discuss all of this. Let's start off by understanding the machlokes between the Tanakam and the Chachamim, who said you can only carry out one pair of tefillin, meaning a shel rosh and a shel yad, by wearing them, versus the opinion of Rabban Gamliel, who said you can carry out two pairs. So the Tanakam says, zug echot in, tfei lo, but you can't carry out more than one pair at a time. You can't by wearing it out. So Gemara says, lema tenan stoma dolo k'Rab Meir, that the Chachamim in our Mishnah, the Tanakam is not Rab Meir. Because the E, Kirabi Meir, because if it was Rabbi Meir, Ha'amar, we learned Rabbi Meir taught us in Masechet Shabbos that when there's a fire, Rachmana Litzlan, and you have to carry out stuff from the house to the outside area, he said, Lovesh, kol mashiyoch lubosh. You can wear as much clothing as you want. So put on 5 sweaters, put on 5 jackets, and that's called wearing it. And therefore, you're not carrying it from inside the house to the area that wasn't within the area of outside of the house. Lovesh, kol mashiyoch lubosh. V'otev, kol mashiyoch lato. You can wrap yourself up, wear all the clothing you want, wrap yourself up with all the clothing that you want. As the Mishnah there said, it's none. Learned in the Mishnah in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Chav, it said, Ulisham, you can go bring it out from the house into this chotzer. Motzi kol klei tashmishu. You can actually carry out, you have to go back to the Gemara there to understand why you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to go and carry out motzi kol klei tashmishu. You can take all your household utensils and bring them out there. The lovish kol mashiyoch halubosh, and you can wear all the things that you can wear, even multiple things at the same time. Votev kol mashiyoch halatov, and wrap yourself up in all sorts of garments that you can wrap yourself up in, and you're allowed to go take it out. So there you see that it's much more than one. Now, how do we know the Gemara says that that was Rameh's opinion? Here, how do we know that that opinion is Rameh? Because it says Beferish, Duktani Allah. It says over there, Lovi Shemotsu Poshe, that you'll have to wear out as much as you want, carry it out into, wear it out into that courtyard or Poshe, then take it off there, but go back and for more. For Lovi Shemotsu Poshe, wear another 5 sweaters, another 5 jackets, coincide, put them on, take them out, and take them off. Avilu Kolyam Kula, and you can do this all day long. Divri Rav Meir. So you clearly see that this is Rav Meir. So the Stam Mishnah over there in Shabbos is Rav Meir. So too, if we want to say the Stam Mishnah over here is Rav Meir, then they conflict with each other, because here he says only one pair, and you can't wear more than one pair. So this Stam Mishnah can't be Rav Meir. Normally, Stam Mishnah is like Rav Meir. So here, in our Mishnah, we want to say that it's not Rav Meir, because it conflicts with the opinion that we know of Rav Meir elsewhere. So Rav says, no, there's no stira. Our Mishnah could be, the Tanakhama could be Rav Meir as well. Amar Rav, afilu tamer Rav Meir. The Tanakhama of our Mishnah could even be Rav Meir, because over there in Hilchos Shabbos, Hossam, in regards to saving your clothing from the fire on Shabbos, Derech malbusho kechol shavu rabbanon. On a weekday, if a person's cold, he can wear 2 sweaters. He can wear 3 sweaters. He can put on as many jackets and sweaters as he wants. So on a weekday, a person can wear more than one garment. We don't say, no, you're restricted to wearing just a shirt. You can't put on a jacket. You can't put on an overcoat. You can't put on a sweater. So derech malbusho kechol shavu rabbanon. The rabbis allowed you there to dress on Shabbos with the fire in the same way that you would dress on a weekday. And therefore, you can wear multiple clothing. But here, in regards to the tefillin, how many pair of tefillin do you wear on a weekday? Derech mabushu kechol shavu rabbanon. The same way that you wear on a weekday, one pair of tefillin, so too, you're only allowed to wear one pair of tefillin over here as well, because it's comparable to the way you do it on a weekday. The Gemara explains further. Hasam over there in regards to the fire on Shabbos, the Bechol, Kama, the Boy, Lovish, as many clothing as you want to wear on a weekday, you're allowed to wear on a weekday. So too, Lenin Hatzalah, in regards to saving the clothing on Shabbos, Nami Shorli Rabbanon, to wear as many clothing as you want. The rabbis also permitted you to go and wear as much clothing as you want. That's why Rav Meir says in Hilchas Shabbos, you can wear as many clothing as you want. However, here, in regards to the Tefillin, the Bechol, Nami Zugechod, in Tefelo, on a weekday, how many pair of Tefillin do you wear? You wear one Shorosh, one Shoyat. And therefore, Le'inyan Hatzalah, and therefore, in regards to saving it on Shabbos, you have to do it the same way you do it on a weekday. Nami Zugechod, in Tefelo. You're only allowed to do one type of a pair of Tefillin on your head, Shorosh on your head, Shoyat, one on your arm, and that's it. That's the Tanakhama. He's consistent with Shabbos, because the principle is, the way you wear it on a weekday is what you're allowed to do on Shabbos. Now Rashi adds something over here which is somewhat controversial. Many of the Rishonim disagree with this. Rashi says over here that the reason why you can only wear one pair of tefillin is the kusavar Shabbos Zman Tefillinu. Because Rashi says over here, this is only going in accordance with opinion that says Shabbos is the time to wear tefillin. We don't pass it like that. We don't wear tefillin on Shabbos. But there is an opinion that says that Shabbos you should wear tefillin. And therefore, Umishum Hochi Shari de Belav Hatzola Nami in Bola Niel Tefillin Niach. So Rashi says the reason why you'll have to wear one pair of tefillin on Shabbos is because it's Zman Tefillin Hu. So even though you're not doing it to wear tefillin, Mishum Hatzola Lo Shvin Leitfei, they only allowed you to wear the one pair that you would be allowed to wear on Shabbos because Shabbos is Zman Tefillin. Now, that is not wrong, but there are many Rishonim that say, why is Rashi locking it in only to the opinion that says over here the Shabbos is Zman Tefillin Hu? And others say, no, it's even going according to the opinion that Shabbos is Lav Zman Tefillin Hu. And the problem is that if you were to wear more than one pair of tefillin on a weekday, it would be over Baal Tosef. And that's why you can't wear, according to this Rav Meir, according to the Tanakhama, you can't wear more than one pair of tefillin because of the concern of Baal Tosef, not because it is a din of Shabbos Zman Tefillin Hu. Again, both are right, I think, Lanias Dati, they're just different ways of looking at it. Now the Gemara is going to address Rav Gamliel's opinion. Rav Gamliel said, we quote, Rav Gamliel said, Omer Shnaim Shnaim. Rav Gamliel said in the Mishnah that you can wear two shel roshes, two shel yads. Now, Mike Sava, what is exactly Rav Gamliel thinking? What is his opinion? If you hold Iksava Shabbos Man Tefillin Hu, if you say that Shabbos is a time that you're supposed to wear tefillin, you're obligated to wear tefillin on Shabbos, so then one pair of tefillin, Zug Echad in, Tvei Lo. Why would you be allowed to take out two pair? You have to do it the way you do it on a weekday, and only one pair is allowed. No, if you tell me Rav Gamliel holds Iksava Shabbos Lasim Man Tefillin Hu, if he holds like we do, that you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos, so then you're only allowed to carry that Mishum Hatzalah, Derech Malbu, Shorele Rabbanon, Afilu Tvei Nami. So then, you should go and say, you can wear as many pair of tefillin as you want. If you can put five on your head, so put five on your head, because this is not doing the mitzvah. Shabbos Lam Zvan Tefillinu, you're doing it because of a Malbush. And if it's a Malbush, you can wear as many as you want. That's what we had said for the Gemara in Shabbos. As Rashi points out, if the whole reasoning is v'shorulei rabbanon derech malbush mishum detachshidu legabe, the reason you're allowed to wear it is because this is clothing and it's like a jewelry for you. It's like a tachshid for you. It's an ornament for you. So then, it's not a masui. You're not carrying it out. You're wearing it out. So then, afal gadalag orucha hoch mishum atzol shari. So even though it's not the normal way to wear multiple pairs, you should be allowed to wear more than two. Why do Rav Gamliel say two? Either one is only it, if you say Shabbos Man Tefillin Hu, or if you say Shabbos is Lav Zman Tefillin Hu, you should be able to carry a five. Why do we limit it to two? That's the question of Rav Gamliel. So Gemara answers, Li'olam, in fact, Rav Gamliel Shita is Kesavah Shabbos Lav Zman Tefillin Hu. That Rav Gamliel, in fact, holds that Shabbos we don't wear tefillin. Aye, the Chishoru Rabbanu Le'inyan Hatzalah, when the rabbi said that you're allowed to say the tefillin on Shabbos, it's only Derech Malbush. They're only allowed to do it via a Malbush in a normal way of wearing it. That means bimakom tefillin. It means you have to wear the tefillin in the place that tefillin are normally worn. You can't wear the tefillin on your shoulder. You can't strap it around your knee. You have to wear the tefillin on your head and on your arm with the tefillin normally worn. Bimakom tefillin. That's critical. So Rashi says, haroyi lo niach bo tefillin. It has to be in a place that you could put tefillin on. She'ain kol rosh kosher lo niach tefillin. The whole head is not capable of putting on tefillin. Only ela kod kod levat, only in the place on the head, which we'll explain in a moment what kod kod means. That means from the start of the front of the hairline all the way up to where the fontanelle is. The fontanelle is a soft spot on a baby's head. That's the part where the sutures, which are the bones of the skull, aren't fully connected in the baby to allow the baby's brain to grow. And therefore, you need to have a little bit of room that the fontanelles aren't closed so that the baby's brain can grow without being enclosed and shut in by the sutures, by the bones of the skull. So that's the place up on the top of the head, so between your hairline and the top of the head, that's the place where tefillin can go, but not any place else. And likewise, Rashi says, v'choritz yesham sha'tefillin yoshubo, and there's like a groove there where your tefillin go into. It means up to that point, you can't go beyond that. Then on bolton, kokach kidlekamon, and it doesn't stretch beyond that, as we'll see in the Gemara in a moment. U'bisham esnami ba'asru d'lochozu lei, lav tachshidu shabolten yosimidai vevikamasoi, and if you're wearing it in any other place, it's no good, because it's like carrying it. It's a masoi. It's a burden as opposed to wearing it. And the same thing the yad. Rashi says ain kol azro koshel tefillin elu kiboris kilu kamon. And likewise in the hand, it's only where the kiboris is. The kiboris is the biceps. We'll see in a moment in the Gemara which part of the biceps is good. The big machlokus in this halacha lemaisa. In any event, so according to Rabbi Gamliel, you're only allowed to wear the tefillin where it's makom tefillin. And that's what the Gemara answers. So that's why you can only put on two. The Gemara says, Ihachi, so it's in Zur Echot Nami in Tvelo. So then why two? How come you can wear two? You should only be allowed to wear one. Oh, here we have the famous rule of Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak. Amar Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, he says, no, makom yesh barosh l'niach bo shnei tefillin. There is enough room on your head to actually wear two pair of tefillin. And in fact, there are those in the Teman and other Sfarad, real Eidos HaMizrach type of communities, where they do wear two tefillin, because they wear Rashi tefillin and Rabbeinu Tam tefillin at the same time. And that's because there is room on your head to wear both tefillin at the same time. So that's why Rav Gamliel allows two pair of tefillin, because you could wear them there. Two, yes, not more than two. So Mar says, that's great. Honichu de Rosh. That works out great for the Shorosh. Okay, so you can carry two Shoroshes. You can wear two Shoroshes. Not carry them, you can wear two Shoroshes. But the Yad, Ma'ikel Meimar, there's no room on the hand, seemingly, to have two pair of tefillin. So how can you wear two Shoyads on your arm? So how does Ramali allow you to take a Zuk Shel tefillin if you need Bemakum tefillin? So Mar says, that's Kid Rav Huna. That goes like Rav Huna. What did Rav Huna say? I'm Rav Huna. Pa'am Shadam Bamin Asade, the Chavilaso Arosho. Sometimes the person comes from the field and he's carrying packages and he's carrying them on his shoulders and it's hitting on his head or he's leaning it on his head. It's possible to lean these packages on your tefillin. So they would take off the tefillin Shorosh. Remember, they used to wear the tefillin all day long, even while they're working. So here in this situation, they would take off the tefillin Shorosh. And they would, where they put it, they didn't put it in their pocket, they put it on their arm. Umasakami Rosho, the kosher Mizro. So that's what it means, that sometimes a person has two tefillah shoyads. One is a tefillah shoyad, one is a tefillah shorosh on his arm. So that's why you'll have to wear a zug tefillin, two zug tefillin, according to Rabbi Gamliel. This is based upon Rav Huna's statement that while on the head you have room for two, like Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak said, but on the arm you don't have room for two, but you sometimes have two boxes on your arm, one is shoyad and one is shorosh, because of the packages that you're carrying on your head. It's possible that the tefillin should be leaned on by these packages. More questions, it says, that's really not a good answer. Amar Dama Rav Huna, where did Rav Huna say that you're allowed to go and put your shorosh on your shoyad? Shalo yinag behem derech bisayin. It's only so that the shorosh shouldn't be leaned upon. You shouldn't have a package. You're carrying fertilizer in a bag and that should be leaning on your tefillin. That's not right. That's a bisayin for the tefillin. So there, when it's a bisayin to wear it on your head, then you can put it on your arm. But did he say, roi miomar? Did he say that the shoyad has room for two pair of tefillin? No, you're only putting the second one over there because it's a bizayim, but it's not that it's roy, it's not that it's really appropriate to be over there. So Gemara says, you're right, Ella, the answer that we gave for Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak for the shorosh applies to the shoyad as well. Ella, in fact, kidama Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak for the shorosh. Malkum yesh barosh, roy l'niach, bo shnei tefillin, just like he said that there's room on the head to put on two pair of tefillin, hachanami, so too. Malkum yesh b'yad, there is room on your yad to also have two pair of tefillin in a kosher place. So therefore, that's what Gamliel says. Since you could wear them in that place, but mako, that's roy for them, two on the head, two on the arm, that's why he says you're allowed to wear out as an ornament over here, as a tachshit, this malbish of the tefillin, two pair on the head, two pair on the arm. That's where he got his din from. Since we talked about what is the makom of the tefillin, so now we go and remind ourselves what this din is. Tonet ve Menashe, they learn the base medrash of Menashe, when the pasuk says Shat Menosi Yodecha Yulu Tov Tovos Bein Enecha, so it says you put the tefillin al Yodecha, wear on your hand Zu Kiboris. This is the biceps. Now there are four areas on your arm. If you go look from your elbow up to your axilla to your armpit, and there are four areas here are critically important, because in areas 1 and 4 you're absolutely forbidden to have your tefillin there. You won't be yotzi the mitzvah of tefillin. The first area goes from your elbow to the beginning of the bicep. That's called area 1. And There's no sheet that it says you can wear your tefillin over there. Second area is from the beginning of the biceps up to the middle of the biceps muscle. Lekuli alma, everybody agrees, that's the ideal place to wear your entire tefillin. And that's where you should ideally have your tefillin. Area number three is between the middle of the biceps and the end of the biceps. That, many poskim say, is not kosher for the tefillin. The Vilna Gaon saves the day for all the people that wear their tefillin in that area, and he says, no, lechatchila, that's perfectly good to wear your tefillin. The Vilna Gaon's sheet is that you can wear the tefillin any place on the biceps, from the beginning to the end. Lav davka, you have to do it in the first half of the biceps. You can do it in the second half of the biceps as well. And therefore, zone three is perfectly good according to the Vilna Gaon, and that's the halacha lemaisa. Zone four is from the end of the biceps all the way up to the armpit. That's no good according to anybody as well. So, the Torah of the Menashe tells us that Kshat Minosa Yadecha is Zuki Boris. This is the ideal place to wear your tefillin, either in zone 2, which is according to everybody good, beginning of the biceps to the middle of the biceps, and possibly in zone 3 as well. The Vilna Gaon sheet and others that say from the middle of the biceps to the end of the biceps is also good. Ideally, you should try to wear your tefillin, Shoyat, in the first half of the biceps, zone 2, as I said, that's yosi according to everybody. If you have very, very big tefillin, it may not be possible. That's why it's actually better to have smaller tefillin, albeit of a significant size, that you yosi all the shittos for the size, as well as making sure that the parshos aren't very tiny. The tiny parshos are very hard to stay kosher. Where's the shalrosh? Bein enecha means zukodko. I explained before, the rashi, we did the rashi, kodko means from the beginning of your hairline, all the way up to the top of your head where the baby's soft spot is. That's the fontanelle. That's where the bones around it, what are called the sutures of the skull. So they haven't yet come and fully solidified. And that is the place where you can go the highest part up on the top of your head for your tefillin. Hecha, where exactly is that? So Amadir Rav Yani says, Mokum Shemokha Shotinek Rofes. That's the place where the baby's head is soft. Right, that's called the fontanelle. Rashi has the girsa rofeif, not roface, and it means soft. And that is the ideal place that tefillin should be between the beginning of your hairline and on the forehead, on the top of the forehead, not on the forehead itself, but the beginning of your hairline on the top of your skull. And it's always, I will point out, it's where it used to be, not where it is right now. The person losing his hair, so the tefillin doesn't keep on moving back. It's where your tefillin used to be. But the entire tefillah, the entire shel rosh, has to be above the hairline, and it can't be too far back on your head, which is difficult to do because it's really the middle of the top of the head where this soft spot in the baby is. Now the Gemara goes back and discusses further the machlokas between the Tanakama and Rav Shimon Gamaliel. So let us say that the machlokas between the Tanakama, one pair, Rav Shimon Gamaliel, two pair, is this machlokas over here, Lema, but the Rav Shmuel by Rav Yitzchok Kamivli. That's what they are actually arguing about over here. We want to say the Tanakama, less than the Rav Shmuel by Rav Yitzchok. He holds that there's only room on the head and on the arm for one pair of tefillin, and that's why he says you can only wear one pair of tefillin. As opposed to Rav Shmuel Gamaliel, Islay, the Rav Shmuel by Rav Yitzchok, he holds like Rav Shmuel Yitzchok, says there's room for two pair of tefillin, on the head and on the arm. And that's why you can go carry, wear out, as a malbush, two pair of tefillin. Rav says, lo, lav dafka. In fact, lo, the kuli amma islu, the Rav Shmuel by Rav Yitzchok. In fact, both the Tanakama and Rav Shmuel Gamaliel both agree that there's room for two pair of tefillin on the head and two pair of tefillin on the arm. So then what are they arguing about? According to this version, they're arguing about whether the Shabbos is the Zman to wear tefillin or not. Are you mechuyev to wear tefillin on Shabbos? The Tanakama, Sovar Shabbos, Zman tefillin. The Tanakama, the Chacham, hold that you are supposed to wear tefillin on Shabbos, and therefore you have to wear them the way you wear them on a weekday, which is that they're being worn not as a tachshit, but they're being worn to fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin. And therefore, you're only allowed to wear one pair of tefillin at a time. So even though you're not being able to see the mitzvah right now, since Shabbos is man tefillin, you have to do it the way you'd wear it, which is one pair of tefillin on your shel rosh and one on your shel yad. Rav Gamaliel said, no, Shabbos lan zman tefillin hu. Shabbos is not zman tefillin hu. You just have to wear b'mokum tefillin, and there's room for two pair. And therefore, you're wearing it as a tachshit. You're wearing it as a malbush, not as a masui, and you can carry out, wear out two pair of tefillin. Two on the head, two on the arm. That's teretz number one. Bibayisema, alternatively, teretz number two. In fact, the Chachamim and Rabbi Gamaliel both hold the Kuli Yama Shabbos Mantzulu. Everybody holds that Shabbos is time to wear tefillin. So what are they arguing about? V'hocha, b'mitzvah srichas kavanah k'mifli. They're arguing about when you do a mitzvah, does it require kavanah or not? Now, there's two versions over here of Rashi, two different girsos here. First, we'll learn the girsa that we have, which is the first opinion of Rashi, which he doesn't like. And then we'll learn the second opinion of Rashi. The first opinion, the first version of this Gemara is as follows. Tana Kama Savar, they're arguing about whether the mitzvah srichas kavanah or not. According to the first version of Rashi, This is the Girsa, Tanakama Sabar, Lot says, Boy Kavana. In order to be Yotze the Mitzvah, you have to have intention to be Yotze the Mitzvah. And therefore, in this situation, if you wear a second pair of tefillin, so you're going to not be Yotze the Mitzvah. And therefore, you can only carry out one pair of tefillin. And in fact, if you were to go and wear this, Rashi says, Sha'osa Mitzvah, Tzor Shechavim Bo, you have to have kavana. Hilchach zuk echot in tveilo. You can only have kavana to do one mitzvah here. You can't have kavana for more. Because in fact, the mechadel mitzvah, if you're saying, oh, I'm wearing both of them for the shame mitzvah, you're actually over Baal Tosef. Because the mitzvah is to wear one pair of tefillin, not two pair of tefillin. So if you require the mitzvah to do kavana, ika Baal Tosef b'chad, if you wear a second pair, you're over Baal Tosef. And if you're doing it not l'shem mitzvah, then both of them are not allowed to be carried. So therefore, that's what the Tanakhama says, only one pair. And Rashi continues, and he explains the second statement that we have over here. Rav Gamliel, his opinion is sabra lo by kavana. He holds that they don't need kavana. Look in Rashi. Rashi tells us over here, hilkach mitzvah ika, when you wear two of them, since you don't need kavana for it, you are fulfilling the mitzvah, because even though it's not your intention, you're fulfilling it, but in order to be over Baal Tosef, you need to have kavanah. Baal Tosef leko, they ain't over al Baal Tosef, ela im niskave le mitzvah. Here you have no intention, so you can't be niskave to be over it. V'zelo niskave. And therefore, u'b'chol chad amri, for each of the pair of tefillin, say, hi le mitzvah. This is the one that I want to fulfill the mitzvah with, even though you don't have to say it, because mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavanah, and therefore the other one is not going to be Baal Tosef. This is the gear that we have. This is the way Rashi understands this. The Tanakhama says, boy kavana, and Ugulin says, lo boy kavana. But Rashi says, v'libi megamgeng, lomar. Rashi says, I don't like this. And he goes through why he doesn't like this. And if you go down to the third line from the bottom of the Rashi, says, v'nirali, the exact opposite. The Hochi Garcino. This is the way you should learn this Gemara. Tanakhama savar mitzvahs and tzrichas kavana. The gear should be that Tanakhama holds that mitzvahs do not need kavana. And in fact, they're functioning as a jewelry, as an adornment over here, as a tachshit. And therefore, hilkach, kibun the linyon mefak yidei chavosa, nofik below kavana, since you yotze even without kavana, so linyon Baal Tosef, nami, avogad lo mechavim lo le mitzvah, ika Baal Tosef. Even though you're not having intention to do it for a mitzvah, but you don't need to have intention. Tanakhama holds you don't need kavana. So it works both ways. You don't need kavana for the mitzvah, but you also don't need kavana for Baal Tosef. And keep it this Zman Tefillin, since we hold this Zman Tefillin too, if you're wearing two pair, you're going to be over Baal Tosef. And along comes Rav Gamliel and says, no, you need Kavana. And therefore, you need Kavana to be over Baal Tosef. And here, you don't have Kavana to be over Baal Tosef. That's why you can carry out two pair of Tefillin. So the two Pshatim and Rashi, the first seven Pshat, are the exact opposite of each other. Now we turn to the Omer Aleph. Two more ways that we're going to learn, then we'll stop the shiur. Two more ways that we're going to learn the machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rav Gamliel. The second way is viboy yisemo the kuliyama lotzei slow boy kavana. Everybody agrees, in fact, that mitzvahs lo sweichas kavana, and therefore, what are they arguing about? V'hocho lava mishum Baal Tosef kamifli. They're arguing about, does Baal Tosef require kavana or not? The Tanakhama sava lava mishum Baal Tosef lo boy kavana. You can be over Baal Tosef even without intending to be over Baal Tosef. Rav Gamliel sava no lava mishum Baal Tosef boy kavana. You have to intend to be over Baal Tosef. Therefore, he doesn't intend to be over Baal Tosef. He can wear two pair of tefillin. That's the second teretz, the second explanation between the machlokes between the Tanakhama and Rav Gamliel. Third teretz that we have, b'boy seima, e de sfira lon, the Shabbos man tefillin. If you hold the Shabbos is man tefillin, so then there is the machlokes over here. The kuli yama lo lava bori kavana and the lo lotz is bori kavana. Everybody agrees that you don't need kavana to be yotzei mitzvah. You don't need kavana to be over Baal Tosef. B'hocha, the machlokes between the Chachamim and Rav Gamliel is only b'lava or shalobis manachem ivli. They're arguing over here. If you say the Shabbos is lavzman tefillin hu, and here's what they're arguing about: Tanakhama sovar lo boy kavana. Tanakhama says you don't need kavana to be over Baal Tosef, and Rav Gamliel says sovar lavor shalobizmano to be over Baal Tosef when it's not zman tefillin hu boy kavana. You need to have kavana. Oh, that's what they're arguing about. Gemara doesn't like this third teretz. However, Ihachi Gemara says if this were correct, l'Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir, so zug echod nami lo if Shabbos is lazman tefillin hu, and you yotze without kavana of Baal Tosef, even if you didn't intend to do Baal Tosef, you're over Baal Tosef, so then if Shabbos is lazman tefillin hu, then you should not be able to go and wear even one pair of tefillin according to the Tanakhama. So nami lo. Furthermore, va'od, hayoshein bashvin v'sukkah. Similarly then, if somebody goes and sleeps in the sukkah in Chutz Laaretz on what we would call Shemini Atzeres, but since it's a suffix, is it the seventh day or is it the eighth day? So then, if you sleep in your sukkah on the eighth day, thinking it's the seventh day, so yilaka, you should get malchus, because you're being over baltosef, even though that's not your intention, you're over baltosef. So therefore, this third teretz is not a good teretz, ela machvarta, kiddushin meikara. The first two terutzim, according to most Mishalim, are correct. According to Rashi, seems to suggest only that the first teretz is the one that's correct. It doesn't mention anything about the second teretz, but it seems more natural to say that both of these first two terutzim that we gave over here, as to what is the understanding, the machlokas between the Tanakama and Ramlil, are both correct, but this third teretz is not correct. With this, we conclude today's shiur.